Brother Joseph, thank you for being here today at the radio.
God bless you.
As you know, I wanted to ask you some questions about the 144,000 of Revelation 7. Who are they? Are they Jews? And if they are Jews, why among them there are not any non-Jewish Christians, only from the tribe of Israel? So who are they?
They are Christians.
The Christians.
Who can they be? I mean, these are the leaders for the Great Tribulation to lead the Christian church.
Well, in Revelation 7, where it talks about them, it says, verse 4, I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. And then it gives a whole list of the tribe of Judah, 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000, of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. And so on. It actually gives from each tribe the specific number of people who are sealed. So how can they be Christians if it's obviously Jewish people?
Well, are you Christian or Jew? Let me ask you a question.
I'm a Christian.
Let me interview the interviewer. You are what?
I'm a Christian for sure.
You're not Jew?
I'm a believer in Jesus.
Are you sure you're not Jew?
I'm a Christian.
I think you're Jew.
No.
Yes, I can prove
it. I am Hungarian, I am Romanian, and I'm a Christian.
So listen, I think you are... A Jew. I'm going to prove it to you.
Okay.
But I don't think there is one Christian. The world is not a Jew. Look, let's go to the Bible. Romans 11, verse 7.
Romans 11, 7.
Look, I gave you a condensation of scripture about the subject, right?
Yes.
You have a whole list of scripture I gave you?
Yes.
And I condense them to make a long story short.
Yeah, I have it open. Go ahead. Romans 11, 7. Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it.
Okay, that's it. So Israel did not receive what Israel was seeking for, looking for. But the elect,
what does that mean?
The elect are the Christians, see? So people think that the Jews are the elect. Wrong. The elect are the Christians. Or even though the Jews are called the elect, yeah, but they were elect in the Old Testament. Every time the New Testament, Paul says in the book of Romans, the elect, election. Sure, the election in the Old Testament. But this election was lost in the New Testament. It passed on to the Christians.
How do you know that?
Well, first of all, the scripture is pretty clear. Israel not obtained, but the elect have.
Obtained what?
The blessing, you know, the salvations, etc. You know, just read the whole chapter 11, mm-hmm. It's very clear. Now okay. We're not time. So go read it.
Okay.
So Israel not obtained, but the elect have. So where are the elect? The Christians. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's carry on. All right. Now, let's go, for example, to Hosea chapter 1.
Okay.
Read verse 6 and 9.
Right. Then God said to him, to prophet Hosea, call his name Loami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your God.
You understand that? So God is telling to the Jews, to Israel, in the Old Testament, you are not my people, I am not your God. See, the Israel here is losing the election, is losing the call. Mm-hmm. They're not his people anymore. I don't know, you begin to understand, carry on to Deuteronomy 30, in the scriptures I gave you.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 6.
Yeah, I gave you a condensation of all the scriptures.
Your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live.
Understand? So already in the Old Testament, God was telling the Jews, the Hebrews, that God was going to circumcise their heart. Mm. So true circumcision is in their heart. Okay, it's a circumcision in Christ. The Christians are circumcised in heart. Like there is not a Christian, the world is not a Jew. Circumcised in the heart. We talk about spiritual Jews.
It's actually in the Old Testament, all the scriptures.
You begin to understand?
Yes.
Okay, so let's carry on. Go to Jeremiah.
Jeremiah?
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 4.
Okay. Take away the foreskin of your hearts, you men of Judah and of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doings.
Again, circumcisions in the heart. See, nothing to do with the flesh. Go to Philippians 3 now, verse 3.
Yes. Now, we need to see what's the connection with the Christians.
Yeah, I'm coming there. Okay. I'm coming there. Go to Philippians 3:3 and Colossians 2:11.
All right. For we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by the circumcision of Christ.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you understand now?
This is
a
connection.
So, in the New Testament, the New Covenant takes the place of the Old Covenant.
Yes.
Jesus said on the cross, it's finished, it's fulfilled, goodbye, the law is fulfilled. All right, it required the death and somebody died, Jesus. Now there is a new covenant, a better covenant. Okay, and it says in the new covenant, we are the circumcision. Okay, we, Christians.
Amen.
We worship God in the spirit, not in the flesh. Circumcision of the spirit, not in the flesh. You understand? Romans 9, 6 until 8.
They are not all Israel who are Israel, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham. Those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed.
You got that?
Wow.
Romans 10, 12 and 13.
Romans 10. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek.
Okay.
13. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
I gave you a condensation here, but dear brethren, we encourage you to read the whole chapter. Please read the whole context. Otherwise, you're going to miss something.
Yes.
Because the whole context is even stronger than this. So you understand? So Israel... So not just because somebody is circumcised, the flesh is Israel or seeds of Abraham. Those are not the children of God, but the children of the promise. Understand?
Yes, it's very clear in the Bible.
Look, why don't you go to Matthew 21, 43 to 45.
Okay. Matthew 21, 43 and 45. The kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Now when the chief priests and Pharisees perceived that he was speaking of them...
That's it, et cetera, et cetera. You can read the rest.
Okay.
So he was speaking of the Pharisees, of the priests, in other words, of the Jews. Jesus is saying, the kingdom of God shall be taken from
but
you.
But does that mean that God doesn't love the Jews anymore?
No,
they cannot be his people anymore?
He loves them, but he is not a respecter of persons. He loves the Jews just like he loves any of his children. They're not millimeter above because they're circumcised. Not at all. The kingdom of God has been taken away. When they go back through the door, through Jesus Christ, the only way, the truth, and the life, they become saved just like anybody else.
Hmm.
You understand?
So look, they can become again God's children and God's nation.
Exactly. Go to Galatians 3:28 and 29.
Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
You understand?
Did you read 29? Very nice. Yes, it's
okay.
Very clear.
So it's very, very clear. There is no Jew, there is not Greek. We are all brethren. We are all one.
No, it says Abraham's seed is not the Jews, but those who are Christ.
It says here there is no Jew, no Greek. We're all one in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So these 144,000, how come they are Jews? Because they are spiritual Jews. Circumcised in the spirit. It's not like you've been talking until now. Look, you want to hear about the 12 tribes, spiritual tribes?
Yes.
Go to James 1.
James 1.
1 verse 1.
James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings.
Okay, he's writing to the 12 tribes.
Yes.
He's not writing to the carnal Jews who are trying to kill them, right? The epistle of James is written to the Christians,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So it cannot be the carnal Jews. He's talking about the spiritual Jews. Who are these 12 tribes scattered everywhere? They're not just Jews who became Christian. They are scattered all over the world. There were also Timothy and Titus and a bunch of others. They were not Jews at all.
Why does he have to say 12 tribes?
Exactly, because we are the 12 tribes, understand? Circumcised in the spirit, we are spiritual Jews. The true Jews now, they are the spiritual ones, not the carnal ones, which it keeps going from scripture to scripture to scripture.
Yes.
Keeps saying, even in the Old Testament, circumcised, God was saying through Moses, in the spirit, not in the flesh, to Jeremiah, to Isaiah, everywhere. In Hosea chapter 1, it says, you're not my people anymore, I'm not your God. How much more clear does he have to make? Of course, there are still the carnal Jews. They are there waiting in Israel, waiting to be converted.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Look,
yes.
Go to Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29. Okay?
He is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter. Well, this is very clear, yes, that who are the true Jews.
So you understand, we are Jews. We are spiritual Jews, in the spirit, in Christ Jesus. We are not circumcised, but Jesus was. So we got circumcised when Jesus got circumcised. You understand?
Yes.
So our flesh got circumcised when Jesus' flesh got circumcised.
Amen.
You understand?
It's true.
Go to Galatians 4, 24 to 26.
These are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Agar, For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. Yes.
So it's like Jesus. The Jerusalem that you see now, the Israel, what they call the Holy Land, is actually Agar, the slave, Mount Sinai in Arabia, that corresponds to Jerusalem, which is now in the flesh, which is in bondage with their children. You see, the carnal Jews are in bondage, by the law of Moses, by the circumcision in the flesh, in the bondage of the devil that prevents them from coming to Christ. You understand?
Yes, amen.
Look, go to 2 Corinthians 3, 14 to 16.
Okay. But their minds were blinded, for until this day the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Listen, the Jews today, the minds are blinded. Understand?
Yes.
So it's a veil, because the law, it prevents them from seeing the New Testament, from seeing the Gospel, from seeing Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior. Mm. All right? Why? Because, Jesus said in John 6, nobody can come to me except the Father sends him. See, God will have to send the Jews in his perfect time to Jesus, and he will. Not all, but a remnant will be saved. Mm-hmm. A part of the Jews will be saved. God knows who. So right now, remember, the present Israel, carnal Israel, is in bondage in the Mount Sinai, in the bondage of the Old Testament, the bondage of the commandments,
yes,
because they don't see Christ. Read Galatians 5 and 6.
Yes. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. So if I understood right, the 144,000, even though they are mentioned, the 12 tribes of Israel, like James said in James 1:1, these are the Christians, the spiritual Jews. And you gave us so many scriptures from the Bible where clearly it says that the true Jews are those circumcised in the heart, not in the flesh. And Abraham's seed are those who belong to Christ. The Bible is very clear. Actually, there are so many scriptures about it.
Yeah. So the 12 tribes mentioned in Revelation chapter 7 are the same tribes mentioned in James 1:1. Mm-hmm. Spiritual tribes.
Yes.
So the 144,000, yes, they are Jews, like you and me. They're spiritual Jews. Because now the true Jews, if it says Jews, then it means the Jews in the spirit. Because when he talks about Jews in the flesh, he calls them that they're not the true Jews, that they're circumcised in the flesh, which does not count, which are like for Mount Sinai, Agar, the slave.
And like we read, God's people today are the Christians. Whether they are Greeks, Gentiles, Jews, they can be anything as long as they belong to Christ.
They can be Hungarian like you.
So I am a Jew after all.
I told you, you didn't know you were Jews. You are Jews. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, yes. Thank you. The scriptures were abundant and clear.
Yeah, I want to repeat, God really loves the Jews. Of course he loves the Jews.
Amen.
He loves the Jews, and he's going to save as many of them as possible, as many of them as they come to Christ.
Amen.
But without Christ, Moses is going to be good for nothing. Because Moses, he was an image of Christ, understand? But the real thing is Christ.
Amen.
Of course God loves the Jews. He loves. He died on the Calvary for them too. The early church, they were all Jews. Of course he loves the Jews. But now there is no Jews, there is no Gentile, there is no Italian, North American, Chinese. Thank God.
Amen.
We're all one in Christ Jesus.
Thank
Isn't
you,
that
Jesus.
Wonderful?
Amen.
So the 144,000, they are Jews. Yes, spiritual Jews, Christian for sure.
Amen.
You Jesus. Isn't it wonderful, like today, you know, some people at the church, the Christian church of this, the Christian church of that, the Christian because they have a better baptist, the Christian because they have a better building, the Christians because they have a better pastor. Already in Christianity, there is people who think a few millimeters above. Isn't it wonderful that in Christ Jesus, there is no Greek, there is no Jew, there is no Pentecostal, there is no Baptist, no Catholic, no Protestant.
We're
just
Jesus.
A bunch of deserving hell, a bunch of sinners saved by the skin of our teeth, out of hell, into heaven by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We are all one in Christ Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.